You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the podcast. On today's episode, we are continuing our list of top companies who have raised over $100 million in the past year. We are nearing some of the more recent ones. We're going to start with Grok, but Jaden, before we get started with the list, why don't you tell them about our AI Hustle School community?
Yeah, if you haven't already joined our AI Hustle School community, every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content. This week, we talk about one of the greatest hacks for leveraging social media and video clips and the best way to do this to grow any business that you have. So if you haven't joined our AI Hustle School community, there's over 200 members now. We just cracked 200 members. Really excited about that. The 200th member made a post. So big shout out to Robbie for being our 200th member, Robbie Chowd. Great guy. There's so many amazing people in this group. And it is currently $19 a month. We release exclusive content every single week where we break down the exact AI tools we're using, the exact side hustles we're doing, the exact products we're selling, everything we're doing to grow and scale our businesses with AI tools. So if you want to be a part of the member, we'd love a member of the community. We'd love to have you. You can go check it out. We'll be raising the price eventually, but right now it's $19 a month. If you lock in now, it'll never be raised on you. So we'd love to have you as part of a member of the community. Okay, getting into this episode for today. The first company we want to talk about was Grok. Jamie, you want to tell us what Grok is doing?
Yeah, so Grok, not to be confused with Grok with a K, which is Elon Musk's AI tool. This is a AI chip startup. So they just raised $640 million Series D round on August 5th, led by BlackRock. So that's how you know it's going to be a big player, but another AI chip startup. So again, not Elon Musk's Grok, but Grok with a Q.
Yep. And this is a really interesting company. They were invested in by Chamath Palihapitiya. If you know him, he talks about it a lot. It's one of his big wins on his podcast, the All In Podcast. But in any case, they're fundamentally doing, the structure of the chips are different than what NVIDIA and a lot of these other players are doing, which is essentially making it more optimized for running AI than what, like, a lot of these H100s and like these chips and GPUs that are running AI models with like companies like NVIDIA. They're not exactly optimized for the tasks that AI needs. So they're great. And NVIDIA was able to really quickly scale because essentially they created GPUs that were really good for video games. And then when the big crypto boom happened, people were using these NVIDIA hardware to mine crypto. And then when crypto kind of had like its crypto winter and was crashing, NVIDIA just immediately moved over to, okay, we can supply these for training AI models. And then the big AI bubble happened. And that's kind of like the three steps that NVIDIA used to like turn into one of the biggest companies, one of the biggest tech companies in the world. So they were just like, some people still call them lucky, but regardless, they went through this kind of these steps, but their hardware isn't like the most optimized for AI. It just happened that they had a lot of capacity because there was other industries that were dying. So they had a bunch of capacity and they put it towards this. So Grok is saying that they have a better technology. Instead of a TPU, a tensor processing unit that everyone uses, they have a LPU, which essentially is more streamlined, more efficient, whatever. So they're saying that their LPU is faster and better, which it is faster. And they have this whole model. It went viral a while back. They have over 500,000 developers that are using Grok Cloud. So There's a ton of people using this, and it's very, very quick. Mark Zuckerberg commented on it. Yeah, it's a big player. So I'm really excited to see what they're able to do. They benchmark themselves as much faster than a lot of their other competitors, and they're helping like Meta, Mistral, Google, and OpenAI. So a lot of people are using them because, like, yeah, they're just one of these big ones. Yann LeCun said that they really go for the jugular, yada, yada. They're on everything. It's definitely a company to watch. Like, this is, and it's obvious by the fact that they were able to raise $640 million Series D from BlackRock. I'm excited to follow along with them. So yeah, it'll be interesting. They had a valuation of over $3 billion. So this was a big player that was able to raise a lot of money. All right, Jamie, why don't you tell us about what's next on the list?
So the next one is named Abnormal Security. They just raised $250 million. They're valued at more than $5 billion. So another large player here. We've talked about this on the podcast before, but along with the growth of AI becomes the opportunity for fraud and security issues. And so the importance of creating anti-fraud AI software is extremely important, and it will be continue to be a growing industry moving forward. So this company, their funding round is led by Wellington Management. This kind of thing is going to be a huge industry moving forward. And this just kind of proves that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Apparently, they're used by more than 17% of the Fortune 500 companies. So a lot of people are using them. They're great. They're essentially detecting if there's credential phishing, if there's account takeovers. They say email attacks are number one threat to organizations today. And to be fair, like, I remember my first job out of college, I got so many spam email things. They can like essentially find who works in a company and target them. And they were so sneaky. It was always like the CEO would be like emailing you and like, hey, can you like help me with something really quick? I have like a presentation. I need you to like do X, Y, and Z. Can you like go get whatever? They just have these scams that they run. So anyways, there's a lot of different fraud and scams that target enterprises. I think this is a perfect enterprise product. And yeah, I think this is a serious player as evidenced by their $250 million that they've raised. So, and over a $5 billion valuation, which is really interesting because the last company we talked about has a $3 billion valuation. They were raising $640 million, so it just goes to show that the valuation doesn't always determine how much they're raising, right? They took on a little bit less money at a higher valuation, but they had to give up less equity, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure. The next one is called DevRev, which makes AI support agents. They garnered a $1.1 billion valuation, most recently raising $100 million in a Series A round. So it looks like a newer company here. We've talked about this again on the podcast a lot, where specialized support agents will eventually be able to replace a lot of tech support and things like that. So, it's a practical way for companies to save money on employees and staffing. By using AI for a lot of the more basic tech support issues. But that's a really interesting one for sure.
Yeah, I think this is interesting. And, I've heard like the pushback from a lot of people. They're like, oh, it'd be sad to replace customer support agents because it's like people losing their jobs. Obviously, if AI can do it, then people will automate it. I actually think that it's not that sad. I think that it's probably pretty frustrating to be a customer support agent and have people just email you all day long about how they forgot their password or how their internet router isn't working. And you have to like just troubleshoot it with them. Same problem over and over with everyone. I think it'd drive me crazy. I know maybe not everyone would drive them crazy, but I think that essentially the customer support people will find different tasks to work on in the company. Maybe they'll be the manager of like 100 bots that are doing this and they just get the hardest questions. So I think it'll just shift how a lot of this goes, but this company definitely is doing a great job of helping to automate that industry, which, I think could use it a lot. And honestly, can probably help a lot of startups maybe that couldn't even afford to have a customer service agent or multiple or enough, right? So you get stuck in a line. Like right. I recently had my internet made me wait in a line for like, it was like 3 hours to talk to an agent. And I'm like, if they just had an AI that could do this very simple task for me, that'd be fantastic. But I had to wait 3 hours in line to talk to an agent so they could do the thing for me. And I'm just like, please give me the AI person, So I think there's a lot of companies that will be able to benefit from tools like that.
Absolutely. Yep. The next one is General Catalyst. They led a $150 million Series C fundraising round. And they're an AI-powered coding platform. This is not my forte. I'm not as familiar with this as Jaden probably is, but I do know that AI is going to change coding a lot moving forward.
Yeah, Codeium is a really cool company. It's one of like the big, it's one of the big companies that's raised money. They did, yeah, that $150 million Series C. They're announcing it on their website. And I know a lot of people that are talking about it. It essentially helps you code better. It does autocomplete. It has like a chat thing where you can chat with it about your code and what's on there. It's able to, you could say things like using React and Tailwind, make a button which can change color. They have something called Super Complete. They have context awareness, meaning it you can attach it to a lot of your files, your repos, and different stuff. And so that can help it when it's writing the code, be more aware of the context of what your project actually is. So anyways, they have over 4,000 stars on GitHub, which is really, really impressive. And yeah, I mean, this is a serious company. It's one of the biggest. It's one of the biggest AI coding companies. Anduril's using them, Atlassian, Zillow, Dell, a lot of big players. So yeah, it's a serious company. It's pretty cool. And that's impressive that they hit a $1.2 billion valuation because this is not a very old company.
Yeah, that's crazy. Looks like another one on the list that's an AI coding startup is Magic. And they raised $320 million in their Series C round. So yeah, they're just raising money left and right. It didn't give a valuation on that one, but again, another really big AI coding company.
Yeah, and they raised over $117 million in February. So it's interesting. We're seeing like a lot of these companies literally like 6 months apart raising rounds back to back in the hundreds of millions of dollars. When these companies are hot, they just suck in a ton of money. So yeah, Magic. Wow. Magic's another a big player to watch out for. The next one we want to talk about, this one is incredibly controversial, but I think super cool. This is actually one of the most fascinating AI raises. So this is Safe Super Intelligence. This was in September. This is an AI research lab, which was founded by Ilya Sutskever. Ilya Sutskever is, I mean, one of the original co-founders of OpenAI. He's one of the guys that really helped push to get Sam Altman kicked out of OpenAI before Sam Altman had his big comeback and then like killed everyone else that was there. It's kind of like if you can't kill the king comes back and kills everyone. I feel like that's what happened with Sam Altman, is everyone and all of the original co-founders left after he came back. But Ilya Sutskever was in charge of like the safety and alignment over there when Sam Altman was kicked out, and it spawned this whole meme where everyone says like, what did Ilya see, right? Because they were like, they had to kick him out because OpenAI was on the verge of super intelligence that was going to take over the world. Like, what did Ilya see? Why did he need to kick out Sam Altman? So that was like the meme. But anyways, Ilya, he left the company, and they were able to announce a $1 billion at a $4 billion valuation. So they get 25% of the company. They raised $1 billion. This is insane. Andreessen Horowitz, who is known for taking big risky gamble bets on these kind of people, Sequoia, DST Capital, all of them were in the round. Now, the thing to know is like Ilya is a big name in AI. He helped write some of the original AI papers on like how some of these chatbots or like ChatGPT, the technology behind them would work. Yeah, so Ilya's a total gangster. And he started this Safe Super Intelligence company, which is essentially a company that is helping them make really safe AI. Now, the thing about it, there's not a product. They're not like, it's this incredible thing they've been working on, whatever. But there's no actual product. Really, it's just like Ilya is like, look, I'm famous and really big in the space. Everybody knows me. I'm a great worker. I could get $1 billion. So he got $1 billion. He's just gonna make a company that's just makes super safe AI, and they said something like, don't expect a product from us for at least 4 years when they did this raise. So like, it's pretty,
that's nuts,
pretty gangster, but very cool guy, and I'm excited to see what they actually build with that.
All right, so the next one we're gonna talk about is Glean. They just raised $260 million. Series E round that valued it at $4.5 billion, which is crazy. Their valuation increased to 87.5% since February. And they're an enterprise search startup. So Do you know any more about Glean, Jayden? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What that.
So essentially, you can connect all of your data to it, right? So you can connect things from like your Slack, I believe, your Google Docs, and like anything else that's within your company, and then you can like ask it questions about all your data. You can do some cool automations, some workflow stuff. You can build some no-code, low-code AI apps or agents, which, I mean, basically you can imagine like GPTs in the GPT store. So it's like, go to my Jira and like check this, go here, trigger this. It's kind of like they do some things that like Zapier kind of does. But anyways, I think this is a really cool product. They have a ton of AI features that powers it all. And yeah, this is a serious company. I think Glean is really interesting. They're making some big moves. They recently had a big pivot from, I think, if I remember correctly, the company originally was just like recommending what you should like respond to in an email. And now they're kind of like getting into all of your data and having a whole bunch of new like tools and features. So anyways, great company. I would definitely keep an eye out for Glean. This will be a big player in the future. Now, the next one we want to talk about is obviously one of the biggest ones in the industry. And we're actually going to be talking about it in the next episode. So stick around with us. Wait for the next episode and we'll give you all the details. Again, if you're interested in making money online, we'd love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. We will catch you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.